Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Remember, rejoicing is a choice, and so we will choose to rejoice in Jesus. Amen. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm chapter 95 and verse 3. Psalmist writes, "For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, as we have entered into 2023, we hope and we aspire great things from God, and we look forward to what God has in store for our lives. But let me encourage you and let you know that, you know, that every day that has been ordained in your life, every day was planned and written in the book in the heavens before even one of them came to pass in your life. If today you are in the land of the living, it is only by His grace, His mercy, and by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit we discover what lies ahead. That is why the Bible says, when the Holy Spirit has come, the Comforter will come and comfort you and lead you and guide you and show you of the things to come. So what has been planned for you by the Lord God Almighty? Because our God is a great planner. He's a great King. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. So remember, it is the Holy Spirit who helps you to discover your purpose and your plan for the day. So I would encourage you, take time in the presence of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to discover that plan for you, to reveal that plan to you, so that you will not walk in darkness, but you will walk in the light. You will walk in the path that the Lord has created for you. And when the Bible says that the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord, so the Lord will order your steps, but allow Him to do so. You know, tap into that resource, the powerful resource of the Spirit of God that is living in you. He's there to help you. So my dear brothers and sisters, today, as we reflect back on the joys, the failures, and the blessings of the past year, we can always rejoice in the truth that we are personally related to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Lord Jehovah, who is the King of heaven and earth and will reign forever and ever. Amen. Someday we shall see Him and begin to enjoy His eternal presence. So be encouraged, be strong in the faith, be strong and courageous in the Lord. I like what Revelation 11:15 says in the book of Revelation chapter 11 verse 15. "And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever." Amen. Jesus is going to reign forever and ever, and the church of Jesus Christ is going to reign with Him forever and ever. So the question to ask is, have you truly made God the King in your life? How would you measure your spiritual progress during this past year, and how you would plan this year ahead? That where will you be by the end of 2023? So let us earnestly seek to know Him in deeper way in this year of 2023. God bless you, and let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Father. We want to say praise to your name. We want to bless you. We want to exalt you, glorify you, and magnify you. Abba Father, fill us with the awe, fill us with the reverence of God the Father, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the King of above all gods, your word says. And we thank you, Father. There is no other God or goddess who can compare with the name of Yeshua the Messiah, the Son of the Most High God. And we love you, Father, for that. We bless you, we honor you, we appreciate you, and we glorify you. Abba Father, today we know that you are the King of our lives. You are the Lord of our lives. We acknowledge the lordship of Jesus Christ over our spirit, our soul, and our body. And I pray that today we will walk in the revelation that we have a great King and we worship a great God. Hallelujah. Abba Father, as your flock steps out, Lord God Almighty, I pray into their jobs and into their businesses in running the errands for the day. I pray that your great grace and glory will abound upon them. You will bless them, keep them from the evil one. You will flourish and prosper them and grant them your favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I pray and lift up the ones who are grappling with their health conditions. Lord God Almighty, Father, we know that, Lord, your word tells us that you are our great healer. You are our King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You have taken our wounds, our Lord, and our bruises and our pain and our sicknesses on your back. And your word tells us that by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Today, I speak healing into the lives of your people, that they'll be whole in the mighty name of the Lord. And we give you the glory and praise, and we thank you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.